Blog Talk Radio.
If you love someone, tell me, what would you do about it? When things change, hearts rearrange, no one is to blame. If you love someone, tell me, what would you do about it?
Guys, we're excited about tonight. We have a special guest tonight. We have author Sabrina A. Hunter coming through, and we cannot wait to talk to her about her book, Skeletons in the Closet. Along with our second part of the show, we have our Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut with Troy Rawlings. So if you have any questions, just jot them down. And our second half, around 7:45, you can go ahead and just ask him all the questions you want. And we're going to get this thing rolling right now. Just to let everybody know, if you would like to call in, you can call in at 1-323-580-5749. Or if you want to log on to the online part of it, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show. Also, you can go to our podcast. We are in iTunes, and you have to put in The Nikki Rich Show, and it has all the episodes of the show, so you can listen to them. You can download them while you're jogging or exercising, so you can listen to all our shows that way. Or you can go to our blog spot. And our blog spot, right there, we have updated information on our guests and also the guests that will be coming to the show. And we also have a link where you can listen to the Nikki Rich Show as well. And I'm so happy to be here on this Wind Down Wednesday. Because right here on Wind Down Wednesdays, we wind it down, getting ready. It's like the middle of the week, so we just kind of relax a little bit and kind of like take it a little slow. And we're just going to wind it down tonight with Troy Rawlings again and Miss Sabrina A. Hunter. And if you would like to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, all you have to do is send a bio, MP3, and you can send it to NikkiRich79@gmail.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. If you cannot get in touch with us, you can follow us on Twitter at MSNIKKIRICH, and that is at Miss Nikki Rich. And we also have the Nikki Rich Show on Twitter as well, and it's under at Nikki Rich Show. So we have several different ways that you can contact us and listen to us. So tell your friends about the hottest show on the planet, the Nikki Rich Show. Right now, we're going to get into the show, and we got this Justin Timberlake all over again.
Once again. again.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I am the host, Ms. Nikki Rich. It is Wind Down Wednesday, where we take out the time to just relax and just kick our shoes off and lay back and listen to some good music. And we have a special guest tonight. We have Ms. Sabrina A. Hunter. She is coming to talk about the skeletons in the closet. I cannot wait to talk to her about her book, and it's such an honor and pleasure to have her on tonight. But right now, I want to let you know a little bit about the Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show is a positive show. We are here to, you know, help our artists, our actors, athletes, whomever it is that has a goal. We're trying to, you know, make sure that they get their voices heard. Everybody has something that they are working on. And, you know, we're excited about it. And we're just excited about where everything is going. So we're going to, you know, grow and get more guests and give our guests the tools that they need in order to be successful. And that's what we're here for. Such as, you know, for instance, we've had CSAC Capriccio come on. Capriccio is the senior director now. And he told our artists a little bit about publishing and getting rights for their show, you know, for your music. And he just gave a lot of knowledge and information, and that's the things that we do. And, you know, we're just working on it. We're working on it right now. And big shout-out to Troy Rawlings. Troy Rawlings is, you know, he is so helpful. I really appreciate him and all that he has done for the Nikki Rich Show. To be honest, you know, Troy has given me that extra boost, you know, that motivation to keep going. And it's such a pleasure to have people around. This is going out to all the supporters of the Nikki Rich Show. I appreciate everything that you're doing, and we're just growing as a group. So here we go. I want to go to Miguel Sure Thing. Check it out.
Be the black boy, you can be the top, I can be the boss. You're the one that's got
All right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I am the host, Miss Nikki Rich. It is Wind Down Wednesdays, and tonight we have Troy Rollins coming through with his Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut, and I know you guys are ready for that. And speaking of Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut, on next Wednesday, Troy Rollins will be co-hosting with me on the Nikki Rich Show. We have none other than Cherokee of Star Quality coming through. And next week is going to be crazy. We have so many guests that's going to be on. Also, tomorrow I will be leaving for Tampa, and I'm going to host Miss Tigers in Tampa Red Carpet Affair. And it's going to be crazy. We're going to host a live show at Busch Gardens Hollow Screen. So it's going to be pretty crazy. We're going to get it in. And major shout out to BSNS Radio, Miss China. She will also be hosting with me. So it's going to be pretty hot. I will have all pictures, videos, and everything else uploaded on my Facebook and Twitter. And speaking of Twitter, you can follow me at Miss Nikki Rich, or you can follow at Nikki Rich Show. And our Facebook is www.facebook.com/TheRealNikkiRich. And that is my Facebook. And again, if you would like to be a part of the show, just send your info, such as your bio, your MP3s, as well as, you know, you could just send, instead of a bio, you can do a press kit. It doesn't matter, you know, just as long as we're looking for presentation and professionalism here. But I just want to let you guys know that my email is nikkirich79@gmail.com, and it goes straight to my phone. So if you send an email, I will get it. All right, and we're going to get back into the show. Before Troy Rollins comes through, we're going to go ahead and play a little bit more music. We have this Mike Love. Mike Love is an unsigned artist. He recently blazed the stage with 106 and Par and in New York City, and he's just been going ever since. He's just really been getting it in. And we're going to go to this Mike Love, I Want to Be a Star. Y'all check it out.
Okay, I'm on. My city on. More hits than Fight Club. Music with Mike Love. It's Don Juan and my song on. I'm a star and I'm long gone. I rhyme tight so I sign bright in that line like when I puff the phone.
Get up, have millions fans screaming my name.
reality. If he a star, then I'm on another galaxy. Love my fans, they royal, your majesty. There'll be nothing after me. I wanna be a star.
All right, all right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. You can listen anytime. You can listen anytime to the Nikki Rich Show on our blogtalkradio.com/ The Nikki Rich Show. Or you can go to podcasts. You can download in iTunes under The Nikki Rich Show. And you can also go to our blog site. Go to our blog site and check us out at thenikkirichshow.blogspot.com. And you will see the links. You will also see the, I would say, bios and information on our prior guests. And if you want to know who was on the show, we do have a gallery, and we also have little postings and features on our blog site where you can see our unsigned artists. We've been having battles every Friday, and it's a freestyle battle that is. So if you would like to be a part of the freestyle battle, you can hit me up at NikkiRich79@gmail.com. And shout out to the contenders of last week's battle, man. It was crazy. It was so crazy. We had to take it to YouTube. So you can go to our YouTube account and you can see our video there, and you can listen to the battle under www.youtube.com/ Nikki Rich. Man, it was crazy. We had Sick Boy versus Young World. It was pretty hot. It was pretty hot and heated. And Young World won. It was good, though. I couldn't have judged. We also had that night our special co-host, which was Vegas. Vegas was co-hosting that night. It was pretty hot. We're getting ready for Troy Rollins to come through, and Troy will be coming through with his Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut. He got that smooth talk that everybody likes to hear. So if you have any questions, anything that you would like to ask Troy, then you can just hit us up. You know, you can hit us up on Twitter, or you can hit us up by email, and you do have our email, NikkiRich79@gmail.com. We've been getting it in these last couple of weeks, man. And I'm going to let everybody know that, you know, the guest is going to be on next week. It's going to be crazy. We got pro wrestler, a female pro wrestler in the house, and it is going to be Lady Tappa. She's going to be coming through on Monday. And on Tuesday, it's going down. We have Livio Harris, the VP of Notting Hill. That is the VP of Notting Hill coming through, as well as Mr. Icon. He is the Icon. That's what he's known as. He's a hot, unsigned artist that's with Star Quality. And Star Quality Entertainment, along with on Wednesday, we got Cherokee. Cherokee coming through. Yeah, I know everybody knows Cherokee. They love some Cherokee. So we've been getting a good response from that. And on Thursday, We have Rodney Perry. It's going down, y'all. We got Rodney Perry coming on that Thursday. And that Friday, we're going to end it out. You know we have to end it out good with our freestyle battle. And we're going to end it with C&C Music Factory is coming through. Yes, it's going down. It's going to be live next week. So I'm excited. I cannot wait. I can't wait till the show. We're going to get it in next week. And we're going to have special co-hosts that's going to be co-hosting with us. And we got some more treats that's coming for y'all as well. Just don't want to let all the treats out the bag. But we do got special treats coming through. And for those who would like to, you know, speak to me right now or anything, you can call in at 1-323-580-5749. And if you press that 1, you have to press that 1, and that'll let me know that you would like to speak to either myself or our guest for tonight. We're going to go and to some more music because we're winding it down on Wind Down Wednesday. And we're going to go to some more music. So y'all stay tuned, and we're going to go to commercial break. All right, check it out. Laminar Jamming every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on The Nikki Rich Show. Sex and Love Raw Uncut with Troy Rollins. If you've never been to a Troy Rollins forum, if you've never read his blog, he has had one of the hottest comedy shows there is, Sex and Love Shows, for the last 7 years running. So tune in, and remember, no question is taboo. Send in your questions to NikkiRich79@gmail.com, and we'll go live with Troy on Wednesday night. Check out Troy Rollins TV. All right. Welcome back. Right now, we're going to go to the phone lines. We have a caller from a 310 number. Caller, you are on the air with Miss Nikki Rich. Tell us where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. This is Sabrina Hunter.
Hi, Sabrina. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. I was trying to press one. I don't know if I was getting it or what. I had to press it all 10 times.
Oh, no. No, I don't know what's wrong. Yes. Well, we're so excited to have you on tonight. I know you can't stay long, but we want to talk about your book. We're so happy for you and everything you're doing.
Thank you, and I'm glad to be here.
Yes. So tell us, you know, what made you get started on writing?
I've always been a writer. It's always just been something I've done as a hobby. And I started the book really unstructured, just as a short story. And then when I got enough material to where it was, like, chapters, I said, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and write a book. And I still, at that point, had no intention of publishing. But when I got close to finish, I said, you know, I love the story, and I really want to publish it. And that's how it started.
I know I've been checking you out. And I know that you are a force to be reckoned with. I mean, you are a accountant, a model, an author, a writer. I mean, you are just doing it all. And I just commend you. I mean, that's a lot. You are wearing a lot of hats, and you're just doing it right now. It's your time.
I hope so. I'm trying. You know, it takes a lot of work, and I think that, you know, it's just the becoming an author is, this is just the beginning of that. It's my first book. I plan to make it a career. So this is really just the beginning.
Yes, I got a chance to read some, and it's a little steamy.
Well, that's what goes on in my mind.
Well, I like it because...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was saying I like it because you can kind of relate to it because it's like just the characters, or it just seems so real. It seems like, you know, like your friend, like you might have a friend that's, you know, everything is also good and, you know, mm-hmm. and with money involved and you
yep.
get the chin and all that, you know, it just takes you back. You be like, hold up, I got a friend that does this or something like
that. Right. Well, that's one thing. Well, that's one thing that I want to continue. I always want to write about real life, relatable subjects, things that people can actually say either I've gone through it or somebody I know has gone through it, or even, you know how Wendy Williams says, this is, you know, your friend in your head. These people are your friends in your head. Larissa and Quincy, these people, you know these people, whether you actually, you know somebody like that or not. I wanted you to get to know the characters.
Exactly. I mean, it was so real, you know, like, I just was like, I felt like I was right there, and you wrote it to the T, you know, because you got these, you know, what was it, the name of the book is Skeletons, because, but the group of individuals, where they worked at, it was the three, the girl and the, you know, they were friends, and
mm-hmm.
I forgot, it's something closet. I forgot the other
Clean
name.
Closet.
Clean Closet, yeah. But, you know, them, just them, that group of people, they were so, I could relate to them so mm-hmm. much. It was just like, wow. And you don't want to stop reading. You cannot stop. You just want to keep going. And it's just crazy, and you're very talented. I mean, you got to have that. I mean, you got a gift to write, because I'm telling you, I felt like I was right there.
Oh, thank you. But that's the way I want people to feel when they read it, because when I read a good book,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's how I feel.
Exactly, and... was it a challenge to write? I mean, because as I was reading, I was thinking about past relationships too,
mm-hmm.
as well. Because you get to start thinking, like, you know, about past. Was there a past relationship that influenced you to write this? Because I was like, okay, you know, it kind of take me back to one of my relationships that I was.
Well, as I was writing, the writing is very therapeutic for me also, and I was going through a breakup, and I can say that there is a lot of truth to the story, although it's not exclusively my personal truth. You know, I have some very close girlfriends, and I've always had, you know, friends, and people, for whatever reason, always feel like I'm, like, the person to talk to, even strangers. So, and that's awesome for me, because it makes for great writing material. I mean, I love to listen to stories. I encourage people to send me stories to my website because I love to write about it. So, like I said, there's a lot of truth to the stories. It's not exclusively my truth.
Understand. I kind of can relate to the main character, that girl. You know, which
mm-hmm.
you think you're doing all well, you're living a good life, and everything is all good until, you know, you know, you get that change to you know, change everything, and then you start meeting other people, even though you're involved with somebody else. You know, somebody else comes to the picture. I mean, and that changes everything. And you think you know people, but you don't really know them like that.
That's the thing. And that's one of the messages I want people to get, you know, out of the book, is that when you meet new people, especially when it comes to dating relationships, you want to get to know the person before you, you know, rush into things. Even when it's just so romantic and everything seems great, you want to take your time with things.
Exactly. And that's why I say you can really relate to that, because, you know, that happens all the time. It happens all the time. And that's why I really liked it, because, and the girl, she was 25 years old, you know, so she wasn't that old. And I'm, you know, you can relate with middle age or whatever, you know.
Right.
Like I said, you have people who are you know, friends that's just like that. So it was pretty, I liked it. It was a pretty hot and steamy book.
Good, I'm glad. Thank you.
Yes. So, you know, I know writing. What specific style do you consider yourself as having?
As in genre?
Yes. What your style of writing is, you know, yes. As far as genre?
I'm classified as a contemporary fiction writer, in the same type of genre as Eric Jerome Dickey and Omar Khayyam, you know, those authors.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I love those authors as well. Have you had a chance to meet any of those authors?
I haven't met Eric Jerome Dickey, but he was actually one of my inspirations. The other couple authors that I really loved are J.M. Benjamin, who I actually had the pleasure to meet. He's a street lit author, but he ended up becoming my my distributor, which was completely an honor. And the other couple were Omar Khayyam, who awesome, and I have had the pleasure to meet him, and Mary B. Morrison, who also writes under Honey Bee, which she's like the Madonna of the literary game. She's just a total sex writer. She's just erotic novels, and I love it. And I mean, you know, I'm not ashamed to say that. I love it, and it's a mess, but I love it.
Yes, it is. So, I mean, I know you've gone from, you wrote your first book. I know you're working on your second part of Skeletons in the Closet. So, you know, how is that going right now?
It's a little bit tough right now because I'm touring. And, you know, in the promotions process, it's I'm not gonna lie, it's hard, but I'm getting it done. You know, there's a lot of late nights and a lot of early mornings, just so that I can get it done, because I want to get it out the next one at the beginning of next year.
Okay. Now, does it help to read other books? Does it help you to read other books?
It does help me. It does.
As you read, or is it right? Okay. Because I know I can do it. I know it'll be a challenge writing, you know. I love to read, but, you know, you got to have that special gift to write.
Well, I think that you have to be able, you have to have that, but I think more so what you have to have is the dedication and determination to finish.
And
more than anything, because that's what's going to determine whether or not you finish or not. You know, if you don't have that drive, you don't have that love for it, you'll never finish. So, and it does take time.
You mentioned that you're touring.
Yes,
and,
I am.
Where are all the cities you've been so far, or where are you going?
So far, I've been to New York, New Jersey, LA. I've been all over Maryland, and this past weekend I was in Virginia. The next 3 days I'll be in Philly. And all of my schedule is on my website, but the next 3 days I'll be in Philly, and then next week I'll be in D.C. and North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh, you're coming to North Carolina. Awesome.
Yes.
Fayetteville, North Carolina. Where are you going to be at in North Carolina so we can?
I'll be in the Urban Knowledge Bookstore and I was supposed to get that. I'm in a mall.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Well, we'll find that out and try to, you know, somehow get there. So we have a chance to meet you and get your book and everything like that. We already have a copy, but we would like to, you know, purchase a book, you know, support Miss Sabrina A. Hunter.
Appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. But that's amazing what you're doing, and I commend you. Like I say, you accountant and you're are you still modeling?
Not so much. Will do certain things, but the modeling game has gotten such a bad rap that you know I'm really trying to promote positivity. So anything that's positive, anything that's you know, I'll still do some modeling jobs, but it has to be. Up to a certain standard.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Like I say, you're doing major things right now. So if they wanted to purchase your book, how could they purchase your book?
They could go to www.sabrinaahunter.com. And you can purchase it from, that's my website, you can purchase it there. You can purchase it via Amazon. Barnes & Noble has the Kindle. Barnes & Noble has the Nook version. Amazon also has the Kindle version. And you can go into your local bookstore, Barnes & Noble, and request it if it's not on the shelf. If you're in any of the up and down the East Coast, a lot of independent black bookstores have it also.
All right. And also, you know, I would like to give a major shout out to Miss Candace. Miss Candace putting this together. And, you
absolutely.
Know, we really appreciate it. And it's an
big
honor to have you
media.
On. Yes. And it's an honor to have you on tonight. Yeah, I know you have a lot going on right now. But we wanted to also know how could they, you know, your contact as far as your Twitter, your Facebook, or your email, or whatever you prefer to give out.
Well, my Twitter is at Sabrina A. Hunter. My Facebook is Bree Hunter.
Okay.
And you can also just go to my email, and there's a you can email me from there. I'm sorry, from my website, you can email me from there.
Okay, all right. Well, we thank you for being with us tonight, and we hope to have you back on to talk
absolutely.
A little bit
thanks
more
for having
about
me.
Yes, ma'am. We're so glad. And we welcome you back to, you know, we know you're working on your second half, so whenever you finish that, come back and have a little, you know, longer time. And, you know, we can sit down and talk about your book.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Well, you have a blessed day. We always say we wish you all the best. Much love and success. And that we end tonight by saying God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you, too. And all the listeners.
All right. Thank you. You were just listening to author Sabrina A. Hunter. Y'all go follow her on Twitter under at Sabrina A. Hunter. And she also has a website that you can go check out. All the listeners, you can go check her out at SabrinaAHunter.com. And also tonight, we have none other than Troy Rawlings. Y'all, it's time for 6 Love Raw Uncut. Are y'all ready? Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to that. All righty.
It's Lemonade Jamming every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Nikki Rich Show.
All right. Welcome back. We would like to welcome Troy Rollins to the Nikki Rich Show. What's going on?
What's going on, Nikki Rich? How you feeling, girl?
I'm good. Just been a little busy today. It's been crazy.
Yes, all your days are crazy. You're always busy. We all busy. Tom at the factory is busy. Ann at the hospital is busy. Julie the teacher is busy. And Candy the stripper is busy. Candy the stripper is busier than everybody.
Well,
she
got to
work during the day and night.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I can't complain. A bit. Ready to, looking forward to Wednesday, hump day. It's all about humping. Anybody humping around, you need to throw some Bobby Brown in the mix. It's hump day. Get the hump on.
So, Troy, for those who don't know, who's never been to the show, let everybody know about Troy Rollins.
Troy Rollins, real brief, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I probably started comedy when I was a little kid, but I went from acting and theater arts in high school and leaving out of high school to doing comedy later on. I'm an entertainment brat, so music, comedy, acting, but really got heavy into the comedy piece for years and have a public relations, well, more promotion and marketing entertainment company, and that's how I got into doing a lot of publicist work for authors, and I've always been a writer. And was doing publicist work for an author by the name of Yonder. Actually, I heard Sabrina Hunter, the author that just left, great author, young, great startup author. Got to check her out. But she mentioned Urban Knowledge. Urban Knowledge in Baltimore, Maryland, the bookstore Urban Knowledge is actually owned by the book author Carl Weber. It was. I don't know if he still owns it or not. But Carl Weber started that bookstore. And Baltimore was one of the, Baltimore was one of the first markets he started in. And we started... at that time, it was called the Taboo Talk Tour back about 7 years ago at Urban Knowledge Bookstore. And it was like 20 people in the back of a bookstore talking about sex, raw and cut, uncut, uncensored, any question they wanted to ask, anything they wanted to talk about. And went from that to being just a national tour that just took over. Surprisingly, because I always talk about this, when you find your niche, you really don't know fully where it's going to come from. When you find your niche, you don't really know fully where it's going to come from. You know certain things about it. You know how you feel about doing certain things, but when it really comes together, you find out what it was, and go figure this. Sex, love, and relationship forum and tour we started doing became huge. It became huge in the Baltimore, D.C. area. We traveled to Philly. We went to New York, PA. I went down to Tampa and did some things down there. I look forward to going back down to Tampa. And then I came over here to California, and it just is where I set up and started my TV show project and all this. And the whole premise behind Troy Rollins' Sex and Love, Raw and Cut is just, it set an atmosphere for people to get open and talk about stuff that they would normally consider taboo, but we take it and make it, comedy makes everything palatable. Comedy makes everything easy to listen to, and what happened is after doing it for about 7-8 years, people consider you an expert. Not that I have any formal training, it's just that you start hearing the same things, and I do read a lot of books on sex, love, and relationships, and I am a writer, and I had a good background with my mom breaking me into talking openly at a young age. But it's just fun. It's just fun setting the atmosphere for people to have a good time and talk openly about sex, love, relationships. And then I just know how to start a party wherever I go. That's all it is. I'm a party starter. I'm Rick James. No, it's like, no.
Well, I know that this weekend, oh my goodness, it's been crazy because so many people been hitting me up about Troy Rollins. They was like, "What is that, Troy Rollins? I got some
questions." They been hitting you about, girl? What they been hitting you? What they say? What they say?
They just been asking me about Troy Rollins. They was like, "Well, when he coming on? I need him to come on now." Or, "I need to talk to him now. Or, can you put me on three-way?" That's all they've been asking. I was like, oh, my God, wow. I definitely have to let Troy know. It's been crazy. It's been a success. Because what you're doing, I know you're bringing your name and everything, but your brand in itself is hot. It's on fire right now. Everybody loving you. And you are doing your thing.
Oh, hey, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. I'm glad it's getting out there more and more. I ran into a PR person who I really respect last night, Yvette Shearer. She works with a lot of top-notch comedians and Lisa Lampanelli and D.L. Hughley and stuff like that. And she said, "So you're real busy now. You seem to be doing your thing." And when a PR person that you respect in the game comes to you and says that, that means the buzz is good. But, you know, we got some work to do. We got to turn the buzz into dollars. And they were like, "Yeah, you know, the buzz is pretty good, you know. The Bentleys are shined up in wax, you know. But more than anything, you know, we setting up to come to Charlotte soon. But let's get to this tonight too with these questions. Any other things? But we definitely gonna really give people the information on how they can book the tour in their city, their area, and have me come in and set it up. I don't care how big or small it is. If we can make it happen, we'll work it out. Like my man Royal Watkins says, teamwork. We put stuff together. Y'all get me down there, we make it happen. So.
Now, we had a couple of questions that come through to my email, and we do have, like, if you have any questions, guys, just tune in right now. You can call in at 1-323-580-5749.
And press that one.
All right, and yeah, that's what I was about to say. And press that one. Okay. Now, I have one question about, you know, this one person has said, you know.
Don't dance around it, girl. What'd they say?
That they was trying to say, if you can.
What'd they say, Nikki? What'd they say?
I mean, is it a problem if your male wants to cross dress, if your male boyfriend would like
Nikki, what? I have never heard. Now, you already got a slow southern drawl, but I ain't never heard you dance around a question like this. What?
I know, because it was like, oh my God.
What is the question, Nikki Rich?
I just gave it to you.
No, I didn't hear it. I didn't. You said if they want to cross dress, is that what you said?
Yeah, when getting the groove on, is it a problem?
Let me say it cause, so you won't have to say it again. Is it a problem if your boyfriend, while y'all getting the groove on, while y'all screwing, y'all doing the nasty, y'all boning, y'all fucking, is it a problem if they want to dress like a woman while you're having sex? Is that the question?
Yes, sir.
Not if that's what they into, you know, it's people that do that all the time. It's married couples that do it. It's couples in general that do it. It's some cross dressers that are out there that aren't gay. And that's really, they get off on cross dressing by itself. It's some guys out here that aren't gay, as crazy as it sounds. Because most people will say, oh, that's gay. What they're doing is gay. And they put it under a big heading, gay. No, if gay or homosexual is someone that likes someone of the same sex. Let's keep it plain and simple to what it is. If someone has a fetish, it's kind of hard to define what their fetish may be. You know, and if that's a fetish to person, it's all according to the obviously, if this person really asks the question, especially if they're serious, some people just ask questions to find out what the answer will be. But some people are serious. You know, some people have professional... Some people have professional boyfriends or women, and the woman may like to dress up like a man or the guy like to dress up. There's nothing wrong with it if the person is cool with it. But that's why I always go back to having those conversations over outing, over a dinner. You know, what was the freakiest thing that you did? Ask those questions. Have fun with those conversations. Let it be intimate and don't stop it. What's the freakiest thing you ever did? If the person kind of draws back when you say something like that, then, you know, you kind of let it go, and they're not there as far as being open about it. They don't want to really, you know, or if they don't have anything that's as freaky as the next person, it's not that. But whatever you ask, be ready for the answer. And if you feel, but if you guys are open about it and someone wants to do something, they should be able to tell their mate that, you know, and they should be able to feel comfortable. So, and if the woman is asking, I don't know if she's already turned it down or if she's pondering it and said, man, this is weird. I love him, but I don't know. I kind of, you know, you have to make sure the person is into what you're into. That's the bottom line. I don't think they asked, is it something wrong or does it make them gay? I don't know which one. Did they ask, is something wrong with it?
I'm thinking they, you know, that's what the question was, but.
It's nothing wrong with it.
Oh
no, that's small stuff, girl. That's why you got me on here. No, ain't nothing wrong with it, and it don't make them gay if you're down with it. If you're not down with it, just say no. See, that's the Nancy Reagan thing. If a partner says something that you're not down with, or you're not comfortable with, you can still say no. If you love it, like, nah, baby, I ain't really into that. I don't want you dressing in one of my dresses. And you stretching my dress. All right, get out my dress. You stretching my dress, for one. And I don't really like you in my heels. So what, I don't know. I'm not into it. It's just,
okay.
If you're not into something, it's like saying somebody giving you, hey, baby, I'm making some shrimp fried rice. And it's like, oh, I'm really not into shrimp. Same thing. It may not.
Uh-huh.
It may throw you a little bit more when you got a wig on, come to the room and say, you sure? but
yeah.
No, you know, if you're not into something, just be open enough to say, nah, that's not for me. But it doesn't make the person gay or crazy. Some people have different fetishes that they're into, and if it's not, like, he's not hurting anybody, but his corns probably, if he's sliding in some tight heels, but he's not hurting anybody, but, you know, but if it's hurting somebody, that's when you get into another level. I don't really agree with that, but some people like that too, so I don't really agree with anything that's going to cause undue harm to somebody when you're having sex or when you know, going out.
Now, here's another kicker right here. Now, this person says, now, when they have an orgasm, why does my mouth get dry?
When she's dehydrated, when she has an orgasm, she gets dehydrated. Maybe, I don't know, maybe all the moisture in her body. Maybe all the moisture in her body. That's something you're going to have to look up in Google for the correct scientific answer. But usually when you have an orgasm, just like, I guess, if a guy ejaculates a lot, you know, you'll get dehydrated after a while. The fluids are leaving your body, you know, and it's going right down to the place where all the nerve and is going down to your clit, going down to your vagina, pussy, whatever you want to call it, and fluids are all over the place. So it's just like if you're ejaculating a lot, same thing with a woman. Women just don't realize, because they're always wet down there and it's an internal thing. There's female ejaculation too. You might not be squirting, but you're ejaculating. So if you're having orgasm and you're flowing a lot, you're probably dehydrating a little bit. You might need some water. You know, your mouth might get dry. Always certain things you should keep next to the bed. You should keep some water, maybe some Vaseline, some protein, a granola bar or something. Lubrication, Pure. Shout out to Pure USA, one of my sponsors. Lubrication, condom. If you use condom, you should keep things by your bed that, you know, when y'all getting ready. Towels, a wet towel, dry towel, a bucket of water, holy water, depending if the person gets real crazy and starts spinning heads and spitting up pea soup. You need some, you know, whatever. A robe or some clothes close by, some shorts, a tank top, a shirt, something you can jump out of the bed and put your stuff on if somebody breaking in the house or some emergency happening. You know, make sure you got all that stuff around you when you get into the bedroom, because you're supposed to be handling business. You shouldn't have to, your mouth get dehydrated all dry and he go to kiss you and he's like, I can't kiss you, I can't breathe in my mouth. Get some water, have water by the bed.
Can't find it.
I don't know what's wrong. My mind can't talk. Drink some water. Have some water by the bed or something. So that's probably, I think it's just a dehydrating thing, because your body is kicking out fluids down to the place where they're most needed when you're having sex. So, but look it up on Google because, you know, I'm not a scientific professional. I just know that I've been dry-mouthed from ejaculating too much, too. So that's why I keep water by the bed. So
you get dry-mouthed?
I have before. Not all the time.
Okay.
I don't really sweat a whole bunch, but I've had times when I was sweating like I was running a marathon. I was like, damn, what the hell's going on? Turn the air on.
I ain't got no air conditioning
in
here.
Right. You turn the air up before.
Hey, if you're doing it right, air conditioning don't matter sometimes. air conditioning be like, come on. Woo! Be trying to. You can put the air conditioner on 55, it don't matter, girl.
Y'all, we are live with Troy Raw, Sick Love Raw Uncut. You can call in now, 1-323-580-5749. Press that 1. Let us know you would like to speak to him right now. We getting it in. Man,
yes,
I just be getting all the crazy questions, it seems like, because I've never, you know, I never heard, you know, my mouth hadn't got dry. I don't know. I guess I always, you know, it stay moist. I don't know, but
yeah, you got them huge lips. That's what it is. Your lips, your lips take up half your face, so you probably keep moisture from the air. You have a seismic air. Your lips grab air moisture better than most people's. That's what it is. Your lips have a their own humidifier.
You are wrong for that. Now, I just lost my train of thought because. I was going to ask you a question, but I just love my
face. You just got to write it down when it comes to you. You got to write it down when it comes to you, girl.
I know. I'm talking about I was going to ask a personal question, but I just recently forgot it, man. All right. But let's keep it going. But, Now, speaking of what?
You just, Nikki Richards, so that's why your listeners love you, because it sounds like they're talking to like one of their aunts down south, like, girl, close that refrigerator over there, give me some iced tea, what was I saying, baby, tonight on Nikki Rich Show,
But also what I wanted to know is, you know, me personally now, I know a lot of people think that, you know, threesomes and everything like that is a fantasy or whatever, you know.
Is it what?
Is considered their fantasy or whatever. Uh-huh. And, you know, what I was wanting to know is, what I was going to say. I was wanting to know, it's kind of weird talking about this open.
You're putting yourself on the spot. I know people are loving listening to you. They're like, she's putting herself on the spot.
I know,
all right.
You know, speaking of.
It's only me and you on the phone, Nikki.
Say if you have one female and you have two guys. You know, you say, oh, I had a threesome with Bill and Ray or whatever. Do that look as if, you know, oh, he is gay, he is this, he is that, you know? Like,
no, and I don't know. I know what you're asking with that. I know what you're asking with that because I've heard people say that, and it's like, no, I don't want a threesome with no other guy because, you know, that make me gay. Well, for one, the guys, only time they make it gay if the guys are kissing and fucking each other during the threesome. You know, so that's not. It's because I think it's a way subconsciously sometimes I think because in some situations women are still considered a lower class or women are supposed to be in a certain place or blah, 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 all that junk. I think in men's eyes, it was like, nah, you know, I'm just gonna have two because I don't want no other guy there or, you know, because most women, when they think of a threesome, if they're not bisexual, they want two guys. I mean, literally, that's what I've heard women say at conference and stuff like that. What's wrong with me if I want two guys? I want to have a threesome with two guys. What's wrong with that? And right off the bat, you know, it goes from we were talking openly about this sexual thing to all of a sudden she wants two guys and all of a sudden something's wrong. And that's just that, that's a double standard. crazy double standard. That's chauvinistic. You know, a woman should, if she want to go there, she, like I say all the time, if that's something she wants to do, and it's amongst consenting adults, by all means, she should try to talk to the people she feel comfortable with, two people she feel comfortable. Some of them are like, I do it, but it gotta be with people I don't know. Like, that's kind of sketchy sometimes. Some people are like, I do it, but I just don't want to see them again. That's what women think. I want to do it, but I just don't want them popping up in my office. Hey, girl, I wanted to get you some flowers because last night was off the chain. Mm-hmm. He's like, who is that? That's Earl's friend. We all got together. But it doesn't make a man gay if he's having a threesome, him and another guy with a woman. Unless the two guys are engaged. And then some guys don't even think that's the case. It's crazy because, like I said, some of the psychological books and manuals and stuff for years had homosexuality in as a mental disease for years, until like the 70s or something like that. So if that's the case, what do you think people think in the scientific realm and in the social realm about bisexuality? Because that's something that's really prevalent, you know, especially when you get to places like California or Hollywood and people get upper echelons. Now, this is not new. This goes back to, you know, when they were, you know, kings and royalty and all this stuff. And they, you know, if you watch the movie Gladiator, if you ever seen that movie Gladiator, when he went to Rome and stuff, when Maximus came in there and he was winning, the guy asked him, what do you want, boy? Yeah, Matt, he was like, what do you want, boy, girl? He was just like, whatever you're into, we're going to get it. You know, it was that kind of thing because you're at the upper echelon now. And people see different things differently, you know, in different classes. Not saying it's right or wrong. But the thing about it is, if that's the case and we just got to the point where we're considering homosexuality something mentally that some people are, you know, quote unquote, born with, some people are choosing that lifestyle, then bisexuality is really confusing. We don't hit it too hard on the women's side because femininity allows for certain allowance. It affords certain allowances. I think two women can go to the bathroom together. Two women can hug and kiss on each other. And hey, girl, oh girl, look at your titties. Oh, your butt's looking this. Femininity allows for certain things that we think women are beautiful. We think two women are beautiful. We think, but all of a sudden you have two men doing something, and it's like ooh. So a bisexual woman may have a lot more allowances than a man that comes out and say, well, I like what I like. Well, I'm bisexual. Like, hold up, dude. Because right off the bat, we say, no, if you've been with a dude, you're gay. He's like, no, I like women too. Because then I think that was the whole dilemma with this whole thing. What was the author's name? J.L. King, that wrote On the Down Low. And I think that was the whole dilemma because his whole thing of the book was married men or straight men who sleep with other men. You know, it was a weird way he put it. He didn't say men who are married and gay. You know, he said straight men or sleep with other men. But all that around the fact that, because some of these people they talked about in these stories and stuff like that, they never got divorced from their wives. They still with their wives, but they still have these feelings for men too. That's called bisexuality. And a lot of times, there's you know what I'm saying? There's not a big umbrella that we can just put everything under. And we're seeing that just in talking to people and seeing. And when you sit down and talk, I've talked to people. I've talked to men who are bisexual. I've talked to women who are bisexual, men who are homosexual, men who are transgender, women who are transgender. I talk, and not just transgender as in had a sex change because they felt like they were born the opposite sex. I'm talking about transgender as in living as a man but feel totally like a woman. And when you sit down to these people and you talk to them and you hear their stories and you go, you realize this thing is real. This ain't just some, they just selfish. I heard people say that about bisexual. Oh, they just selfish. They just want it all. Nah. They literally, in their mind and in their body and their soul and in their feelings, that's how they are. So what do? You put people aside because of what they're into? Or do you take time to listen and love on them and find out, you know, how we can all relate somehow? You know, and that's the big thing, I think, that goes with, not that a threesome has to become that deep, but I think the questions around it can confuse people, whereas our masculinity, what we think masculinity is is like pushed aside, or it's really it's threatened
so
by the
scary.
Fact that oh, you know, I've
yeah.
I'm threatened by the fact that oh Lord, I've me personally, I've had threesomes both ways. I mean, with two guys, me, another guy and a girl, and me and two girls. And but I wasn't with the guy. I never felt like I was gay. we all knew what we was there to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, and to talk about that is just to talk about that and dispel that rumor, that air about that. People are going to feel how they feel. And if a guy feels like that, and here's the thing, don't do anything you don't want to do. You know, if you feel like, oh, man, it's gonna, but don't say it's going to make you gay. No, it's not going to make you gay because your woman, you and your woman experiment on different things and you agreed to do something. And then at the last minute, you're like, no, man, I ain't going to have no guy in there because it's going to make me gay. No, that's a cop-out, dog. You got other reasons you don't want that guy in that room. He might be bigger than you. You think he's going to tear your woman up, you know, whatever the reason is. You're just looking for out. So if you don't want to do something,
yeah.
Bottom line, just say you don't want to do it. And your partner, if they really love you and care about you, they should understand. And that goes for, as well, that goes for someone being in a relationship with somebody and saying they really just want to wait till marriage to have sex, or
uh-huh.
they don't want to have, they're trying to be abstinent for a certain amount of time, and the other person trying to pressure them. Don't try to respect the person, love a person for who they are. And the same person, a person on the other end, if they can't wait for you, you know, let them go. And vice versa. If you feel
uh-huh.
like you can't wait, then leave the person alone. Go your separate way and do what you're into.
All right. Well, we got some more questions. And I just got a text, man. This is a pretty good one that I would want to know as well. This one says that if, you know, how could I don't know why it's all females for some reason. Tonight is female night. But this
well, it's always. I mean, women like to talk. So that's what I love about
okay.
women. And I hate about women. So it's the same.
This female asked, how could she get her boyfriend used to her vibrator? How could she get him more used to it?
I want to say that question came up. Before, I don't know if it was on your show or if it was on the other show I do on Thursday, but I
okay.
want to say, because when it came up before, I if she texted, you're going to have to find out, does she mean using it on him or him using it on her?
I'm not even sure if she...
Right, that's important
to
know.
The way I see it is she was using it. That's what I was thinking about.
She was using it on herself?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, if that's the case, if it's just her using it on herself, because
uh-huh.
I think that's what it was. The last week we had somebody mention how can she get her man to stop masturbating and have sex with her.
Okay.
And we were trying to figure out, is he having sex with her at all, or is he just not really sexually active with her and he loves to masturbate more than, and if it's not something that's medical, you know, there's a couple issues we got to talk about. Because that's the only, sometimes that's the only way you can talk out certain things, to have the person really talking to you so you can see all the dynamics. With this, it's something that sometimes guys have been intimidated about, vibrators. A lot of, because just like women finding a guy's porno stash or something, it's like
okay.
hidden. And then they're like, why you need porno? I don't understand. And nah. But if a girl talks to a guy up front, and when y'all talking, she was like, yeah, I'm letting you know I got my bag of goodies. I got the rabbit, I got the bullet, I got the magnum, I got the Colt 45, I got the dagger, I got the R. Kelly. I'm like, whoa, what's R. Kelly? You know, so if you got all these, you got all these toy, a toy bag or
the
toy
R.
box.
R. Kelly.
I don't know.
I got
right,
the P for you.
Right, I got the P. I got this bag with some P in it, I just throw it on you. He's like, what? I don't understand. But if it's open up front and something you're into, but unless he's, the only reason a guy wouldn't be into his girl using a vibrator is if it intimidates him, you know, because if you see it gets her off and she enjoys it, and if he knows that most women can't climax just from about 70% of women, supposedly, that's what the the whole medical and the scientific thing says about 70% of women cannot climax just from vaginal penetration. They need clitoral stimulation. So if that's the fact, having a vibrator around helps too. Doing oral sex on her and using your fingers and whatever helps her climax more. You said now? Did you say now?
The mouth.
Oh, your mouth. Yes, your mouth. I said oral. He said, thought you were saying now, like you had somebody there. See, I know what you're doing, Nikki Rich. She's like, now. He had a different speed. Or if it's waking him up in the middle of the night, that could scare the hell out of him. That's probably what the problem is. He's sleeping, hard day work, and all of a sudden he goes, she kicking in the third gear on him. You're like, baby, turn that off. Why I gotta turn it off? You sleep. You know, so. So how to get him involved with it is to make it's like you introduce a guy to a dog. You know, oh yeah, I got a dog. Does your dog bite? No, he don't bite. You just come over, let him smell your hand. So you gotta let him touch the vibrator, see if he's cool with it. It's just a vibrator, baby. It's just, I'd rather you do it to me. And or if he's into seeing you come, you know, let him watch you come. You know, with your vibrator. And or why he's down, but you can't be down there. He's doing everything, and he's like, and you reaching for your vibrator, and you grab your vibrator. You're like, I thought I was doing it. Now let me just get to it because you take too long. So it's all in how you introduce something to people. You know how they feel if they're offended by it or not. But hope that helped. Tell her to call in. She got to call in so we can get more deep on that one.
Oh, I definitely will.
Deeper.
Man. I know, you know, for the past couple of, me and you, it's been me and you these past couple of weeks, man. But it's going down next week. We have Cherokee coming through.
Oh, yes,
so
indeed.
We're going to have a blast.
Excited about that.
Yeah.
Excited
gonna
about that.
It's going to be pretty hot.
Our first threesome. It's going to be our first threesome. And we got a porn star. That's all right.
You are crazy.
If I was to have a threesome, I would definitely want to be with Cherokee and Big Lip Nikki Rich. So that's good.
Oh,
that's
you would have. You are crazy.
So that should be fun. That should be real fun. Any other questions? I can take a couple more before I get out of here. That's it?
Well, we were going to wind it down right now on Wind Down Wednesday because, you know, we're just going to get it. You know, we're going to kind of shut it down pretty early tonight.
Okay. Very good.
Unless anybody, if you have a question, you press that 1. I see we have our phone lines jumping right now, so we're going to go to the phone lines and see who is out there on the line.
Okay.
Caller, you are on the air with Miss Nikki Rich. You haven't...
Hey, Nikki Rich.
Hey.
This is the one that was named Jersey Freak.
Jersey Freak. She had this. She stopped herself from saying the real name. This is a hey Jersey Freak. How are you, girl? I'm good. Can't complain a bit.
It never does any good. So I'm gonna try a new question.
Okay.
If you're dealing with
it sounded like it was a position.
No, it's not a position question.
Right. You said I'm gonna try a new question like it was a position, another question.
I'm gonna try a new position.
Mm-hmm. What's your question, Jersey? Mm-hmm.
If a woman is with a man and the man is inexperienced, a virgin, or something along those lines, and he's a poor performer, what can she do to assist him in making it a memorable experience without humiliating him and belittling him for his lack of experience?
I hear cricket.
You said, what can he do to say it again?
What can she do to make the experience turn the experience around because he has no experience without humiliating him or making him feel less than?
That's going to be totally depends on her getting. You really have to get to know this dude and know how to talk to him, because that's and this is and which the question you're asking is not just for inexperienced, quote unquote, virginal men. It's just for men who can't, who don't know how to. You got to realize there are several men that don't even think about really pleasing a woman in the midst of sex. That's not their agenda there. Their agenda is to have sex and hopefully she moan and makes some noise, he gets his nut, and that's it. And there's some women like that that will lay there and do what or they think sex is. Some people don't think sex is supposed to be enjoyable, believe it or not. 2011, yes. And so she really has to take time, really have to take time and talk to the man that know how to talk to him. One of the biggest things that women have to realize, just like guys have to realize how to deal with their woman and the woman they're dealing with emotionally and how to talk to her and what you can. Some people, I can talk in this tone and it's cool. Some people I talk in this tone and they're like, why are you yelling at me? You feel me? So you have to know how to talk to them. So how to say it, where to say it, when to say it. And you better get it down before you get to the bedroom, because it's always going to come out wrong in the bedroom when you're frustrated and you want them to hurry up. Look, you need to be here. Why don't you look just a little? Can you look down here? Just grab my arm. Grab my. Choke me. And he's like, hey, what? He's like, I'm not into all that. He's like, I just want you to. You definitely can't yell out, fuck me, to the man if he don't know what's going on. You're like, hey, what? Why are you cussing in the bedroom? So you got to make sure you're talking to him right. And men are big, you know, just as big as y'all emotions are as a woman, our egos are as men. So.
Why I asked the question the way that I asked it, because you don't want to, you know, make them feel humiliated or something.
It takes time to know exactly how you can, you know, if you just like you ask them questions, if you want to cook him something or if he wants to do something or you know what, you should know what turns this man on and what things. And when you're having the questions, you know, you should learn those things, how to speak to him. And he should be, and you should see if he's even willing to go as far as you want them to go. Because depending on the woman, you know, it may not just be basic stuff. She may be like, look, I know exactly what turns me on, and I really want him to do it, but I don't think he's going to be up to it. You know, and if it gets to the point you do all those things, because it takes talking, it takes communicating, but if it gets to the point where you do all those things and he's not really clicking with it, then you have a whole nother problem. Because you're going to be running around sexually frustrated, and if y'all in a serious relationship like a marriage or anything serious, you know, eventually, unless she finds a great-ass hobby, she's going to be looking around elsewhere, especially if she meet a girlfriend. It's like, girl, this guy had me crawling my wall and changing my ceiling fan while he was eating me out. Girl, it was the greatest thing in the world. What'd you do last night? And you're like, we watched Monday Night Football. Right. I fixed dinner. Took the kids to the game.
I wonder about when people have these kinds of situations, and again, you know, I mean, this is just a general question. It's not specific to anything,
right.
Thank goodness. But, right. You know, for that person that just gets a hookup or, you know, maybe a two-time hookup or something like that, you know, you might not want to be sexually frustrated and flip out on somebody because you don't know that person. And, you know, and if you inadvertently do that, and you don't know how to be.
What do you mean? What do you mean by flip out?
Like
flip out and say something to the person?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, if you deal with the guy the wrong way, he might not be able to handle that. You know,
You're right.
You know, because some people, you know, these days they're doing the hookup. You know, they got their condoms or whatever it is that you know that they're using and.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. And
but you're saying
if they,
and usually people that are quote unquote doing the hookup, and we start a new phrase.
Yeah.
People that are quote unquote doing the hookup, they're always searching for that. It's like a drug. It's like a drug. You're searching for the right hit, the one that's, you know, or you're insatiable, or you got women that are nymphos that. Always got to have it. And she's like, got them lined up. Okay, I'm going to call her. I'm calling this one, that one. You got guys that just, you know, he doesn't know what he's looking for. He just likes to please women, be with women. He likes to, you know, so, and they're always, it's like a drug. They're always going for the next high. so nothing's good enough sometimes, you know. So it's a whole nother case when you're dealing with stuff like that. But for a person that may be listening out there and it's like, you know what, I am dealing with that. How do I? Because somebody asked that question to Nikki last week, and then after this, I got to go, Nikki. I'm sorry, it ran out of time.
Okay.
Somebody asked Nikki this last week, I think. Remember, they said, how do you deal with it when the sex is just like mediocre, or what do you do, you know, or do you stay or something like that? And those are the things where you have to talk to the person and really find. And women have to know what they like and be able to express it. And just like a guy, if he, it's hard because a lot of times if you're going from one sexual partner. And even if you were in a long-term relationship and leave that relationship and you hook up with somebody else, this person has totally different sexual experiences than you do. They've been with different people than you have. Or even if both of you were just married to one person, but you're going in with these preconceived notions of what sex was if you're not open to change. So when you start, it's like, well, I don't know why he's doing that. I don't really like that. Well, I don't even know why she's nibbling on my head because I ain't into the nibbling. Oh, the last guy was into nibbling. You know, you got to talk to the person and get to know what they're into. That's the biggest
thing.
Yeah, you
want to find out what their likes and dislikes are.
Right,
right.
Seems simple.
That you're building a relationship with, mm-hmm. all of that makes sense. But for that person that you're just, you know, you might do it one, two, maybe even three times. Because
well, the one, two, maybe three times seems like if you're trying to get the person there. But if you really want to be pleased each time you have sex, you got to be open and tell the person what you like. If you just want to hit it and say, oh, I'm just going to get with him and hit it, stuff like that. And the person has to be willing to ask the questions. Or one of y'all got to ask the questions. Have that sex.
Well,
it's a sexy conversation between two adults that's attracted to each other. So I don't really see the problem. I know the individuals are shy and stuff like that. But that's supposed to be a sexy conversation, finding out what the person turns the person on. And hopefully the person wants to do it, you know.
Some time ago I had someone say to me, what's the freakiest thing you ever did in bed? But mm-hmm. it was like my first conversation with them. Well, I won't say my first conversation. I'll say my first private conversation with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did it offend you?
And it didn't offend me, but my response to them was, I don't know you well enough to answer that question yet.
Okay.
And they were okay because they said, well, you know, you said yet, so you said that there's still a chance that you may answer that question.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean,
do what you said. I mean, that's not I don't think that's a bad conversation at all. You know, I don't think it was wrong for the person to ask if that's something on their mind they wanted to ask. I don't think it was wrong the way you answered it. So, you know,
I don't think I was expecting it.
Oh, no, usually that's the best time. And for me, I like that kind of, if two people attract each other and we're adults, and we're joking around and stuff, because you can roll off of it. But if anything, what the person did is implant it in your head, because the first thing that happens when somebody asks you that is you think, and you go back to that situation. And you have it in your head, or you're trying to think of it, and by the time you're answering, well, I don't, you know, we don't know each other, like, the whole day and night you're still in your mind thinking about, damn, what was the freakiest thing I did? That, nah, think about it. Damn. You know, and then a woman will go back and say, why did you ask me that again? That's what was on your mind.
That's
women start asking all these questions because is that what's on your mind? Obviously, if a guy asks that question, or a woman, whoever asks that question, if a guy asks that question, that was on his mind at the time. And he happened to open his mouth and say it. So it's not a bad thing, but I like it because it's a conversation starter. And if you're going to talk about that, deal with it, you know, because if later on, you know, something pops off and you're like, man, I wasn't even expecting all this. He was like, hold up, remember I asked you?
Yeah, it wasn't a bad question. It was just the fact of the matter that I wasn't prepared for a question.
No,
you know?
And you're not always supposed to be prepared for a question. You're supposed to be prepared for a truthful answer.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not always supposed to be prepared for a question.
Well,
I think
I gave the best answer I could give at the time.
That was truthful. He said, I don't think I know you well enough to be telling you all my business.
Pretty
and if it was somebody you was really attracted to, and if it was Denzel Washington type dude, and you was drooling inside already, he said, by the way, what's your favorite sexual position? What's your favorite sexual position? What are you really into? I don't know how you gonna ask me that, doggy style.
Now, you know what? I'm gonna tell you. You know, conversation can be very erotic, obviously, but I think from my perspective as an older woman, I'm always hesitant to answer certain questions because I don't want to lead myself into a situation that I may not necessarily know how to move my
get
way
out
of it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. It's called being cautious. And that's very smart, especially if you, like you said, you did something that was, for one, it was cautious, it was smart. You said exactly what you meant. You don't really know him well enough to know, for one, where this whole thing is going. So if you don't feel comfortable like that with the person, then it, you know, it is what it is. It's not, I don't think it's as much as a thing with age, it's just as being comfortable, because I've met young women who do the same thing. I've met older women who will ask you that. You know, and they're professionals. They're cool. Does that another? Most time, older women really know what they want.
Well, it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what you're willing, what you're looking for, and what you're willing to settle for, and what you know what you're not, what your tolerance
right.
levels are, and all of that.
Right. 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 All right. Well,
okay.
Nikki Rich, okay. I got another appointment, girl.
All right. Well,
so
okay.
we gotta keep this. Well, we gotta no. I appreciate it. We gotta keep this going.
All right. Well, we thank Troy Rollins for being with us tonight. Thick Love Raw Uncut every Wednesday at 7:45 to.
Mm-hmm. We try to just give them a half an hour, but it always goes over. It always goes over.
Yeah, I
really appreciate the time, Troy.
Okay.
Oh, no problem. But
well,
it's
you.
Oh, no problem. If they want to hit me up, they can hit me up this evening, and I'll tonight. I keep saying I have to finish these blogs, but I got a bunch of blogs and stuff. So if they want to hit me up, they can hit me up this evening on TroyRawlings.tv. When they hit me, TroyRawlings.tv, they can go to the blog site. They can get all my information there, or they can Google me, Troy Rawlings. Best thing is to follow me on Twitter, Troy Rawlings, TroyRawlings, at Troy Rawlings on Twitter. And or just go to Nikki Rich, and you can get all my information there, too. So.
Yes, and again, we have Miss Cherokee
D. Ass. That's gonna be very that's gonna be very good. Hey Nikki Rich, I love you, girl. I gotta get out of here.
All right. Bye. All
love
right.
y'all.
Well, love you too. Well, we'd like to thank Miss Jersey Freak for coming on tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm really excited about your show.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you tuning in tonight, and you asked some great questions because, you know, I would like to know the questions that you asked as well.
Well, you know, sometimes I have to dig back into my archives and
mm-hmm.
see if I can come up with a question that could be relevant today. It might have happened 15 or 20 years ago, you know, or maybe it happened 2 or 3 years ago, but I, you know, I had to find a way to revisit it because somebody else, it might be useful for someone else.
Okay. Yes.
So maybe there's a young person that's out there that's got that situation or older person, and, you know, you don't want to say the wrong thing, and you have a lunatic that's like, you know, they're ready to hurt you because you've offended them. You know,
okay.
But you got with them and it just won't good.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, definitely. And you just want to just go home, get out of there,
just
run.
Get out. Exactly.
You're like, let me go home.
This
just
is
run,
just
run,
not
real
working.
Fast.
You know, know, you just can't turn around and go, oh, my God, what's wrong with you?
Yes, ma'am. But tonight has been great. We've had Sabrina Hunter on. I mean, she stopped in and talked about her book.
Very inspiring young lady.
Yes. I know it was quick, but we got a chance to talk to her. She's doing her thing with Skeletons in the Closet. It's kind of hot.
Well, Miss Nikki, you know, you are on the move, and all of you people that are on the radio and television and writing books and everything, you guys are on the move. You know, you just don't have a lot of time these days because you're making power moves, making things happen.
Yeah, we're trying. We're really working it out right now.
And that's truly a blessing.
Yes, ma'am, but we're going to wind things down a little early. And, you know, right now I want everybody to, you know that you can tune in Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we will not have, we will be doing live shows, so I'm going to be on the go. So I might have a show tomorrow, not sure. So from now, well, we would say tomorrow to Sunday, you know, just stay tuned. Be on the lookout. We'll let you know if we're going to have any shows. But I'm going out of town to work, handle some business pertaining to the Nikki Rich Show. I'll be hosting Miss Tiger's birthday, and she's with Skyline Marketing. You can check her out. She's on Twitter. Yes, it's going to be crazy, and I just can't wait. But you can check her out on Twitter along with Miss China of BSNS Radio. And follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. And we're going to wind it down here tonight. Thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you, Jersey Freak, for showing love and support to the Nikki Rich Show.
I heard there was a shout out for me last night.
Yes. Yes. It was. Man, I'm telling you, like, they was hitting me up about Jersey Freak and about Troy Rollins. I was like, wow.
Well, I heard there was a shout-out, so I had to call in and show my love and support.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. And we want to let everybody know that, you know, anybody could be a part of the show. You know, we do have a submission process as far as artists, and, you know, we're just ensuring that you are positive. We are a positive show. Don't like too much negative. We don't do the negative thing here. So you won't get no gossip or whatever. You might get some hot topics now. But, you know,
great
not, topic. Not really. Yeah, nobody talking about me.
Thank you.